Yes.
Comedy of man starts like this. Our brains are way too big for our mother's hips. And so nature, she devised this alternative. We emerge half-formed and hope whoever greets us on the other end is kind enough to fill us in. And babies, that's pretty much how it's been ever since. Now the miracle of birth leaves a few issues to address. Like say that half of us are periodically iron deficient. So somebody's gotta go kill something while I look after the kids. I'd do it myself, but what? Are you gonna get this thing? It's milk, he says, as soon as he gets back from the hunt, we can switch. It's hard not to fall in love with something so helpless. Ladies, I hope we don't end up regretting this. Comedy. Now that's what I call pure comedy. Just wait until the part where they start to believe they're at the center of everything. And some are, however, being endowed this horror show. Zombies, celestial virgins, magic tricks. It's unbelievable how it fits. And they get terribly upset when you question their sacred text, written by a woman hating epileptics. Their language is just served to confuse them. Their confusion somehow makes them more sure. They build fortunes, poisoning their offspring, and hand out prizes when someone packed insecure. Where did they find these goons they elected to rule them? What makes these clowns they idolize so remarkable? These mammals are hell-bent on fashioning new gods so they can go on being godless animals. till there's nothing human left. Just random matter suspended in the dark. I hate to say it, but each other's all we've got.